This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Around 40 past the hour on our newly revamped evening program, we'll do a community spotlight type of interview where we look at things going on around the community. And this one will take us a few miles down the road to Bishop Hill, a unique event, of course, one of many unique events every year in the historic Swedish village in Henry County is going on this weekend. It's called a Swedish Stomp, and Martha Downey, the site superintendent at the Bishop Hill State Historic Site, joins us on the line to talk about it. Martha, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
I thought I was pretty familiar with most of the events that go on in Bishop Hill throughout most of the year, but this Swedish Stomp is new to me. Tell me a little bit about this and what kind of the history of this is.
Well, it's the Bishop Hill Swedish Stomp and Scamperoo. Actually, this will be the 22nd year. It began in 1995, a year before we celebrated Bishop Hill's 150th anniversary. And initially, it was to somewhat commemorate the fact that the Swedish settlers walked from Chicago to Bishop Hill, so we thought a 5K run walk is a good thing to put a highlight on that. And we've been doing it ever since. I shouldn't say we, it's actually the Bishop Hill Old Settlers Association that does it every year. And the Stomp is actually a 5K run walk, and it goes around the historic village and out into our the countryside here. The Scamperoo is a third K, and that's for the young ones, six and under, and they run from the Bishop Hill Colony store to the Bishop Hill Colony school. And it's fun to see the little ones scamper down to the school.
Yeah, I was going to say, for some reason, I remember the name Scamperoo, but not Swedish Stomp, but maybe my memory was just fading here a little bit.
Well, you remembered half of it. That's good.
Hey, yeah, you know, there you go. As Martha and I were talking off the air, I'm batting 500 in a number of areas today. So for me, that's pretty good. But so what kind of, I guess in a broad sense, tell me what kind of an impact from your perspective this has, this event, and really the others have on Bishop Hill. I imagine some events are probably bigger than others, but this is still a pretty big deal, right?
It is. All of our events bring people to the village. Some of them have been here many times and have a tradition of coming to participate in the Stomp or the Scamperoo or our other events. But also the events bring people to our community that have never visited us before, and often we will hear from them, oh, I didn't know there was so much to see here or do here, and they return. The Scamp and Stomp are wonderful in that it's a completely different type of an event. We don't have any other walks or runs that we do. Most of our events are based more in Bishop Hill's history or in our artist community, but the Stomp is one that brings in runners and walkers, and it's just a little different crowd, and it's a different activity, which makes it very special.
So how can folks get involved and run in this? Do you know that?
Yes, I do. Actually, we're almost too late for pre-registration, but they can register tomorrow morning beginning around 8 o'clock at the Colony School here in town, and the cost is $20 per entry, and that includes a Stomp t-shirt, and we do runners from age 7 and up. Actually, 7 to 19 can enter for $10 the day of the race. For above 19, it's $20, and Scamperoos are free. The Stomp will start off at 9 o'clock, and as I said, it loops through the village, and then it goes out into the country. The Scamperoo will start at 10. We are told by the runners that come every year that it's a rather tough 5K course because they're hills.
Yeah.
You head out into the country, but after all, it is called Bishop Hill.
Exactly. You know, I guess it probably is not as bad as some other running courses, I imagine, that they would take on. But, if you can't run up the hills in Bishop Hill, then I guess you probably shouldn't be running, right?
Correct. And I should let people know that the race is on public roadways, so there can be some loose gravel.
Yeah.
And, of course, we don't allow pets on the race course. However, it is a fun event in that the top male and female finisher get the Bishop Hill Stomp boot. It is a wood-carved boot.
Oh, wow.
It was, the design was taken off of a sign that Bishop Hill's painter Olaf Kranz did. So this boot is patterned after that particular element of the sign, and it's hand-carved, and it's given to the top two finishers, male and female. Then in the other, in all the categories, there are medals that are awarded, and there are 13 male and female divisions. And then once the racers get done, it's a wonderful food table. There's muffins and fruits, and there is even pickled herring on
the table.
So we have a lot of fun with our racers and walkers and the people that are putting it on.
Does the money help the Old Settlers Association then?
Yes, it does. The Old Settlers have preserved the Bishop Hill Colony School. It was the last permanent structure built by the Swedes here in Bishop Hill, and they maintain it. It's available for rent. For weddings, parties, meetings, family reunions, and the money that they raise from the stomp and their other activities helps support the preservation of that wonderful building.
Okay, so one more time, you can register tomorrow morning at the Colony School, is that right?
That's correct, beginning at 8 o'clock, and the race takes off at 9.
All right, I have about 30 seconds, Martha, and I'm sure many folks know you're also the site superintendent at the Carl Sandburg site here in Galesburg. How are things going there these days?
They're going really well, and we're looking forward to the Sandburg Festival next week. On Saturday, April 29th, we'll have a writer's workshop in the morning, and of course we'll have a songbag concert in the evening there.
Wow, do you ever get time off? Do you ever get to rest these days, Martha?
Oh, sometimes. I think like everyone, you find little bits of time to enjoy the beautiful spring.
I hear you. All right. Martha Downey, site superintendent at Bishop Hill and also at the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site here in Galesburg. Thanks so much, and we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you in the future, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling, Will.
Absolutely. Again, Martha Downey, in this case, with the Bishop Hill State Historic Site with the Swedish Stomp and Scamperoo going on tomorrow morning there. We'll have more on Galesburg's Evening News coming up on WGIL.